allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Dwayne Chatton.
Here.
Dan Ravalette.
Here.
Tracy Brees.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
She's out of town.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Yoakum.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Grove to adopt the agenda as presented.
Call the question.
Dwayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the agenda is adopted. Need approval of minutes for July the 8th.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Grove to approve the July 8th minutes as presented.
Question.
Dwayne Chatton.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tracy Brees.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, those amendments are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I would want to extend an invitation to City Council administration for the opening ceremony on August 24, 10 a.m. of Relay for Life of Knox County. They are going to honor the memory of former council member Jim Westfall, who also served as a longtime treasurer of Relay for Life. They've invited his family, and we'd like to extend an invitation to the City Council and the administration. Also, since this is the first meeting since the death of Vincennes University Vice President of Finance, Phil Roth, I think we should acknowledge certainly his service not only to the university, which was distinguished, but also his service to the community. And you know, I think of Kimmel Park, which is certainly a much improved public park due to his leadership in that effort, and certainly most recently the tremendous help as he led the effort with President Johnson and getting us the university's allocation towards the levy, which is a very important project that'll serve the community not only now, but for many, many years to come. So we certainly offer our condolences and thoughts and prayers for his family and thank him for his service.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we'll move on to committee chair reports.
Not really a chair report, but we'll mention solid waste board did meet this morning, and we did adopt a budget request to the county, and I'm happy to report that in that budget request is the reimbursement to the city covering our costs for the our recyclables that we are now charged for by Republic. So that will be covered should the county adopt the request of the solid waste board.
Okay, anyone else? Report of city officers? None. We'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 4-2019, BU Street Vacancy. Your first reading was June 24th. Second reading was July the 8th.
Move that we have third reading of Ordinance 4-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette to have third and final reading of Ordinance 4-2019.
Ordinance 4-2019, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, vacating a portion of a public street containing sections 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I think last time that the question was about the utilities and everything's been?
Correct. So we were here 2 weeks ago for a public hearing, and while no one attended, we did receive a written objection from MetroNet. Since that time, we've reached an agreement with them about relocating facilities and giving them an easement. And due to that fact, they did submit something in writing today that they are withdrawing their objection, and I pass that along to Mr. Rolligan. So since they have withdrawn their objection and we've reached agreements with all the other utilities, we're asking that it be passed on third reading as amended, which we submitted, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Any questions or
nope.
comments?
Nope. Good. Question?
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, third and final reading is passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. New business, ordinance 6-2019, establishing a conflict of interest procedure of the Office of the City Inspector.
Move that we have first reading of ordinance 6-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Grove, to have first reading of ordinance 6-2019.
We're having a little sidebar here.
No. Okay. Ordinance 6-2019, reading.
Are you wanting to sign it now?
Wait, breaking news.
Wait, that's six.
That's the one I'm waiting on.
Oh, yeah. What are you waiting? I need you to go sit down. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, old machine.
Do you record that or is she going to? And we're back. Ordinance 6-2019, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a conflict of interest procedure of the Office of the City Inspector for the City of Vincennes, containing sections 1 and 2. State law was passed requiring that some procedure be in place in the event the inspector was had a conflict of interest or some involvement with the requested permit.
So in other words, it brings us in compliance with state law according to
yes.
change in the recent legislature. Certainly think we should be in compliance with the law.
Yeah,
probably. Quite a good idea.
With that noted, I would call for the question.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, first reading is passed.
I'm assuming that this can go through the normal procedure.
Yes.
Second reading next meeting. Yeah.
There's no reason to suspend the rules.
Very good. Very good.
I mean, unless we want to. Yeah.
We'll move on to claims.
I move that we approve claims totaling $458,823.14.
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Vice President Ravalette, to pay the claims amount of $458,823.14. Is there any discussion on claims?
Question.
Dwayne Chatten?
Yes.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the claims are paid. Miscellaneous?
Mr. Mayor, a couple items under miscellaneous. First, a deadline sort of slipped up on us in terms of our appointment to the Police Merit Board. It is due by July 31st. Our current member that is appointed by the council is Howard Hatcher. He is willing to continue his service on the board.
Makes it easy.
So we do not have another meeting between now and July 31st, obviously. So I guess I would put that into a motion that we reappoint Member Howard Hatcher for another term on the Police Merit Board.
I'll second it.
Okay, we've got a motion by President Chapman, seconded by Councilman Brown, to reappoint Howard Hatcher to the Police Merit Board.
Question?
Scott Brown? Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, Howard will be reappointed.
A second item is, you've received a budget timeframe proposal for our budget hearings with options of either having a one-day hearing for all the departments on either August 19th or 20th, beginning at 5:30 of the last department being introduced about 8:45, or a two-day schedule. So I would entertain what would be the council's wish to one day, two day, and then to see if the schedule of the time is satisfactory.
I don't know about you guys, but I was a big fan of the one-day thing. I think it flowed pretty well. And when the changes that we make, it kind of made things easier. Instead of going from one day to another day, kind of refreshing some of the changes that we made beforehand. Yes, last year was the first year I remember doing it one day. Even though we were here a little bit longer for that one day, I think it did really flow well, and we were able to get everything done. And then that kind of took away any confusion that we would have on the two-day side. Because, I mean, there are some changes that we do have to make and some discussions that we have to make, and it did make things a lot easier. So if we can go one day, I think that would be great, but it's got to work for everybody.
And I would be in favor of the Tuesday opposed to a Monday.
Oh, so we're picking days now, too.
If it says Monday or Tuesday, that would just be...
Everybody in agreement to do a one day?
I'm good with one
day. I'm very good with one day.
I'm good with one day as long as we get into an issue with, I don't know, one or two departments. We have the flexibility to extend their hearing if we have an issue.
Yeah.
And that might be later that night, but in order to keep on schedule, we might have to revisit.
Sounds
if everyone's agreeable to that, I'm okay with one day. Is 5:30 start time that everyone can be here?
Okay.
And then we will go with
everybody's
Tuesday,
in.
August 20, beginning at 5:30, and then we'll work with the...
Everybody's good with Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tuesday it is, starting at 5:30 right here.
We'll distribute a copy of the schedule, the order. Okay, very good.
Okay. Anything else under miscellaneous?
Motion to adjourn.
I think we have people that want to speak. Maybe
budget hearings.
There's a lot of people to speak.
City Hall.
Somebody seeks recognition.
Start time.
I believe the readings were called Friday and requested to be.
Oh, after the
5:30.
Were you wanting to speak again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 5:30. Do we put 9?
Mr. Chapman wasn't here at the last meeting. I brought a picture of what the city cleaned out for our culvert, so you can see what fine job was done that are being facetious and how water was handled by those. I just want to take a moment to let you know where we're at. I've been keeping a calendar. We were here first on June 24th. On the June 25th paper, Mayor, you were quoted as saying that you would help the Reedy family. I called that week to follow up with you. I got no return call from you or the office. It rained significantly on June 28th. I appeared again on July 8th. As my second city council meeting, I was told that Hunter Pinnell and Kirk Bushy would be at my home on Wednesday the 10th to assess the situation. I sat in a lawn chair all day and waited for them. They never came except if I were taking a shower. I called to follow up on that, got no response for where they had been or why they didn't come. I called again on the 17th of July, got no return phone call from the city. I'm now here again to ask, why aren't you helping us? Why can't I get a phone call returned?
As far as July 10th goes, I believe I told you that I had a meeting with Hunter and Kirk in my office because we meet monthly and we would discuss this problem. And then I think the last time you were here, you said that you were contacting legal counsel. So I was waiting to see if we could hear from your legal counsel, I guess.
Is that what it's going to take for us to get attention to this problem?
We were.
You have to pick your path. Are you going to talk to a lawyer? Or are you going to have these?
We have. We have.
Have your lawyer talk to me.
Okay, but the point is, I'm asking why we're not being followed up with phone calls. Why they didn't come to look at it.
I can check with them to see why they haven't. But I think they've told me that they've met with you in the past and told you what the issues were and. Maybe it wasn't.
But you were quoted at that meeting saying that they were going to come and assess the problem again.
I said that I was meeting with them to discuss this problem. I didn't know that. I never said they were coming to assess your problem. I said that we were going to discuss it at our monthly meeting that we had.
And did you discuss it at your monthly meeting?
Yes.
And what was the result of that?
They were going back over what they had told you in the past about this issue. And in the meantime, you come back to the meeting and said that you were getting legal counsel, so we were.
The other problem is this body is not running the sewers and the drainage.
Right.
It's to the USB. That's where the.
Is that where she should go with this?
She needs to be talking to them because they're the people that make the decisions, make the recommendations, hire the engineers. Okay. And this is, we gave up the USB many years ago when Bell Casting was the mayor. So the city council doesn't really run the water department, the sewer department, or the stormwater department.
So I'm confused. Why
so she
when,
should go to the
why wouldn't
service
I have been
board?
Told that at the very first meeting I attended?
Because people are trying to help.
Yeah.
Who's trying to help? I haven't had any help.
Everybody's sitting up there trying to help.
I understand, but I haven't had any help.
At the first meeting you came, I asked you why you did not have an issue with the person that you purchased this property off.
Yes, sir.
Why have you not pursued a legal angle in that direction,
because we've never missed a tax payment. We pay taxes to the city.
No. What I'm saying
is, I'm not paying taxes to who I bought it from.
No.
But this issue was predated before you bought this house.
Right. The report said it should never be resold again.
But the person that sold you that house and the realtor that you were working with should have.
There was no realtor. It was a private sale.
Was that a family member you purchased that off of?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did they not tell you that there were water?
No, sir.
He did not tell you there were water issues at all?
No,
sir. No. So, I mean, there's several faults there, and I'm researching
so
that.
So you're saying the city's not responsible for your culvert or your ditch?
I think we've looked at that, and they've taken responsibility for that. But even fixing those issues, there's other issues with that property that those issues are not going to fix.
What other issues are there with the property except the flooding? I'm confused.
I'm not an engineer, but from the study, there's more than just those culverts.
Well, from the study, it should have never been allowed to sell.
And that whole issue could have been avoided if we would have had a realtor that done a proper inspection.
You had the report, not me. You had that study in your office, not mine.
I did not have it.
I mean,
and
but I'm saying, I didn't know
that,
it existed until Hunter told me about it.
But that's all part of the proper selling and buying of a house. If proper steps are taken, then all that would be avoided. In my opinion.
Okay, so it was supposed to be an orphaned property in 2001. And so in 2009, when it resold, the city had nothing to do with that. You don't control that?
Absolutely not.
No. We
so
we
if
don't.
A property
we can't
next
tell
to mine that's been abandoned, it can be resold tomorrow?
Unless we own it.
There's been a lot of bad publicity right about now.
It's a bad problem.
Well, it is a bad problem, but the city can't control what private people do. That's why
you can't control how much water comes on my property?
That's why there's a sales disclosure form that the prior owner is supposed to fill out.
Okay, then I understand where we're going now. We will be here with the lawyer next time.
And the property next to you, is there a home there?
Yes. And it has been abandoned. So you're telling me it could be resold now?
The city has
if the person goes through the proper channels, I would think not. I would think that they would disclose what's happened.
I would think if I tried to resell my house tomorrow, you wouldn't let it resell. I was told it would become an orphaned property.
The city doesn't control the buying and selling of property until unless those properties were condemned by the city following inspection.
So if I were to not pay taxes and abandon the home, you wouldn't condemn that property?
No, they would go for a tax sale, which is run by the county.
Which is what happened.
Right.
You know, the tax
sales. So you're not going to help me in any other way? I just want to make sure.
No one has said that.
I want to see where we're at here.
Where we're at is, you need to talk to the USB.
I don't know what that is.
Utility Service Board.
Purnell Works and Kirk Bushy, that they run the water, sewer, and stormwater.
And who did they answer to ultimately? The USB?
They have a board.
They're appointed board, and then.
And they answer to their board?
Kirk Bushy answers to their appointed board.
Okay.
As to.
Can you provide me with those names?
I know, but someone can.
It would be.
I don't have that information.
I wish I had known this. The first time I appeared, I've been wasting my time, I guess.
I'm trying to picture the room. Mike Severs. Linda Lavelle.
Ryan Clark.
Brian Johnson. Ryan Clark. And Tom Nawoski.
Well, I don't have a pen with me, so if someone could get that to me, that'd be great. I will approach them next.
Sure, I'll get that for you too.
Is there anything else that you can do for me?
I'm going to refer you to the Utility Service Board and.
They don't ultimately answer to you?
I think they have to come here if they try to raise the rates.
Yeah, they're an independent.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're an independent entity.
They run that unless they're going to increase rates and then they have to come.
We have representatives on that board.
Okay.
The council does, the mayor does.
Well, then that will be my next avenue then.
Right.
All right. I wish I'd have known that. I wouldn't have been wasting your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Was there anything else?
Move for adjournment.
Okay, we are adjourned.